nearly 100,000 jobs in the state. The biggest contributors to the massive increase were multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Mac and cheese.
Yummy.
But for your ears, this is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Mom.
much a part of the valley as Big Falls and Beaver Creek Reserve. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music. CFW.
Up in the morning is my little China girl. when I look at my China girl, I could pretend nothing really meant too much. When I look at my China girl,
catch a few off and on flurries today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 23. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high right around 40. And then we're going to warm it up on Thursday with sunshine and highs in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
CFW.
Control.
7 CFW.
Two hearts born to run will be the last. CFW.
CFW.
Tonight it's very clear.
1057 CFW. CFW.
Come alive.
7 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I'm The Valley's got oldies stations.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
It's got stations for your kids. Well, we thought it was time for a fun station. Chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW, the Valley's Fun Music, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Shane Helmbrecht appeared in court in Eau Claire on Monday after being extradited back to the county. Judge Sarah Harless ordered Helmbrecht to receive an inpatient evaluation as soon as possible, and a competency hearing was scheduled for December 20th. The Eau Claire County District Attorney's Office had pushed for a new competency exam after Helmbrecht was accused of killing his neighbor Jen Ward in 2016 and was found not competent to stand trial, then ordered to live in a halfway house. A group of Republican lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Legislature is proposing to dissolve the state's bipartisan elections commission. The proposal comes just 5 months before the 2024 presidential election and would shift the duties of running the election to the Secretary of State's office with oversight by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The Secretary of State would not be allowed to take any action without the approval of the Republican-controlled legislative committees overseeing election issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.